from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act and demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Coral Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
He said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up the statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one containing further sanctions. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said his government is working with other council members on a necessary response. Wednesday, the North said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion, as well as to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, where a U.S. military base is located. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the regime and all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. Kenya's Supreme Court heard closing arguments Tuesday by lawyers for opposition Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the Election Commission's conclusion. President Uhuru Kenyatta was the winner. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent. He said hackers infiltrated the commission's servers to manipulate the outcome. A decision is expected by the court Friday. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brent Long, in the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in 4 days, a new record. At least 13 people have died, including a family of six in storm-related incidents. The economic cost has been put in the tens of billions of dollars. Harvey is expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana Wednesday, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Louisiana bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina exactly 12 years ago, killing 1,800. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is to visit Gaza Wednesday, part of a 3-day trip to revive the Israel-Palestinian peace process. Tuesday in Ramallah, he said the two-state solution remains the only path to peace. The UN chief met with Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. He called Israeli settlements in the West Bank a major obstacle to peace and illegal under international law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu late Monday vowed to never uproot Jewish settlements. The UN Security Council is to discuss the violence in Myanmar Wednesday, where a security force crackdown against a Rohingya Muslim insurgency continues. More than 100 are known to have been killed since Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Raad Al Hussein, Tuesday denounced the violence in western Rakhine State.
Unfortunately, what we feared appears to be occurring. Decades of persistent and systematic human rights violations, including the very violent security responses to the attacks since October 2016.
Thousands of Rohingya have sought safety in neighboring Bangladesh. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has rejected a U.S. demand U.N. nuclear inspectors be allowed to visit military bases. He called that merely a dream. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. wants to make sure Tehran is not concealing activities banned under the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. grand jury Tuesday indicted 19 people, mostly Turkish security personnel, following a fight in Washington during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's state visit to Washington in May. Three of those charged are presidential bodyguards. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.